Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, it's nearly 25 to 8 now and Des is here with sport.
Yeah, lots of sport as well. Keane, Scotland have given their hopes of qualifying for the World Cup a massive boost. A 3-1 win over Greece last night, despite being totally outplayed for an hour and losing 1-0. It was called daylight robbery by some of the Scottish newspapers this morning. But Scotland level on points at the top of the group with Denmark. The Danes thrashed Belarus 6-0 in the other match in that group. And Rasmus Højlund, who's on loan at Napoli from Manchester United, scored twice in that game. In a friendly at Wembley, England beat Wales 3-0. All the goals coming in the first 20 minutes from Morgan Rogers, Ollie Watkins and Bukayo Saka. Now, as the Republic of Ireland team prepares in Lisbon for the crucial game against Portugal tomorrow, Irish defender Jake O'Brien, a key part of Ireland's attacking long throws, has been talking about the apparent lack of confidence in the national team, given a lot of the players are doing well with their clubs.
I suppose it's always different. I suppose style of play, everything, just, I suppose, mindset, I think, at the moment is the biggest thing going to these games, and there is no easy games anymore. And I think, yeah, we do have good players, but I think it's more so about being a team and performing as a team. And I think, as you said, against Armenia, it wasn't there, but we look to put it behind us now again.
Sure. And just sorry, on long throws, I know there's a lot of focus on them in that game, and they have become again, like, they're in fashion as a good thing to use. In terms of not going as well as you would have liked, was that just an execution thing? Maybe. And, you know, are you confident that could be more beneficial, I guess, for the team?
Yeah, I suppose in the games you've seen that it's become a lot more common, and not just us, but in the Premier League it is a lot more common. And yeah, I think against teams like Portugal, you got to pick your moments, and if we're high up the pitch, and that means getting our big players in the box and trying to use something to our advantage, then we'll do it, because yeah, it hasn't, I suppose, went as well as we'd wanted, but we have had moments, and yeah, we're looking to get better moments and make things go right.
That's Jake O'Brien. Well, tonight the World Cup qualifiers continue. Northern Ireland host Slovakia at Windsor Park, and the Slovakian under 21 team is in Turner's Cross in Cork playing the Republic of Ireland in the European Championship qualifier. On the domestic front, Shamrock Rovers can finally clinch another Premier Division League title. They host Shelburne in Tallaght, but of course victory is crucial for Shelburne as well, as they chase a European spot for next season. Paul Curry joins us now, and Paul, it's a tricky one for Rovers.
It is, Des, and the games have been tight when Shells of Shamrock Rovers have come together this season. Firstly, though, I don't think there's enough, Des, being made of the season that Shamrock Rovers have put together and the job that Stephen Bradley has done. Don't forget, they had to go through three rounds in Europe to qualify for the group stage. They have the FAI Cup final held against Cork City, and they have a chance now to wrap up the league with four games to go. So it's as good a season as I can recall of any League of Ireland team and the job that they've done. But you mentioned, yeah, a point will do tonight. It will be a tricky one. They're without Lee Grace, who's missed the last couple of games with injury. Pico Lopez is away on international duty, and Josh Honan is also missing. So if there was ever an opportunity for Shelburne to get at their back five tonight might be that night. But it's hard to look past Shamrock Rovers, Des. Their home record has been fantastic. They've only lost one game in Tallaght in the league all season. And irrespective of what 11 they've put out, Stephen Bradley's side always seems to get the job done. So it's going to be tight. I wouldn't be at all surprised if it was a draw. There's also that big race for Europe. For Shells, they have to chase down the likes of Drogheda, St. Pat's and Bowes. And it feels like a game tonight that if they didn't lose or picked up something, it would serve Joey O'Brien's team well. They play Cork and then they play Sligo, so there's opportunities for points ahead. So don't be surprised, Des, if this one ends up in a draw.
OK, Paul, thanks a million for that. And let's acknowledge Dundalk, who can clinch the First Division title. They host Finn Harps tonight. Cove Rambers will keep the chase going as they go to Longford. Now in rugby, Munster will be hoping to keep their winning run going in the URC. They host Edinburgh in Cork this evening. The big game news, of course, is the welcome return of Edwin Odogbo from injury. The 22-year-old second row hasn't played since a torn Achilles on St. Stephen's Day 2023. It's been a tough time for him, so good to see him back. The entire back line is changed for Munster. JJ Hanrahan's at number 10. In golf, day two of the Open de España in Madrid gets underway shortly. Shane Lowry hoping to pick up. He's on four over par. That's 10 off the lead. Tom McKibben is level par and Conor Purcell is 10 over. In darts, Luke Littler remains on course to win his maiden World Grand Prix title after beating defending champion Mike De Decker 3-0. He now meets Gerwyn Price in the quarterfinal. In sailing, no joy in the 49er World Championships in Sardinia for our Olympic sailors Robert Dixon and Sean Waddelove. They placed 40th, 15 places short of qualification. Finally, a reminder that we have two race meetings this afternoon, and they're at Downpatrick and Dundalk.